at the state capitol.
Now we can say that we are not only a United States of America, but a United State of Mississippi.
Senator Juan Barnett, as the legislature passed a bill Sunday to make a change in the state flag. That's a decision that some Republicans said should have been left up to the voters.
I think they can make this decision better than we can.
Senator Chris McDaniel. But after the House approved the bill on a vote of 91-23, the Senate voted 37-14 to retire the 1894 flag and to come up with a new design that does not include the Confederate emblem. A 9-member commission appointed by the governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker of the House will have 2 months to decide what that new flag should look like. And that design will be on the ballot in November. If approved, the legislature would officially make it the new state flag in January. A motorcade that started at the Capitol wound its way through downtown Jackson yesterday, delivering 3 former state flags to their new home, the Museum of Mississippi History. Lieutenant Governor Delbert Hoseman and House Speaker Philip Gunn escorted the flags, which had flown at the Capitol, with Gunn telling the crowd at the museum,
"This is not an end, but it is a beginning. Now we turn to a new chapter in our state's history."
One of the flags will go on display as the museum tells the 126-year story of the controversial banner.
"It is an artifact, and that's where it should be, in the History Museum."
Reuben Anderson, the president of the Board of Trustees of the Department of Archives and History. Also on hand for the ceremony, 91-year-old Robert Clark, who was the first black elected to the legislature since Reconstruction. He says he always thought the flag eventually would come down.
"I really thought that the time would come, but I didn't know when."
And now that the state has officially retired the flag, it's offering some guidance to local governments as they take down their flags, identifying community groups like the American Legion and the Boy Scouts that are willing to help make sure that it's done in the proper way. After looking at almost 3,000 designs, the State Flag Commission finally chose one.
"The vote is 8-1 for the Magnolia flag."
Commission Chairman Reuben Anderson says he's glad the flag that's being placed on the ballot features the state flower.
5,000 years from now, our flag will be growing and showing and blooming.
But only if voters approve it. Governor Reeves says the commission did a good job.
"It's a well-done flag, and I think the people of Mississippi have a great opportunity, if they choose to do so, to implement this flag."
That vote yesterday almost didn't happen. Some of the commissioners wanted to postpone it until registered voters could be surveyed to see which flag design they prefer. But the state is operating under a tight schedule in order to get the flag on the ballot in November. By the way, it's no longer being called the new Magnolia flag. The commission says it's being referred to now as the In God We Trust flag because of the motto that the legislature required all of the flag designs to include. A San Francisco woman who helped design Mississippi's new state flag says she was glad to hear it's already flying in some places after getting overwhelming approval in Tuesday's election.
"Obviously, people are very excited about this, and they couldn't wait, you know, the very next day. The future is now."
Sue Anna Joe is a Mississippi native who still has family living in the state. It's her Magnolia Blossom design that's featured on the new flag.
"I'm really glad that people are enthusiastic about this. You know, we need this kind of spirit."
The Mississippi Economic Council has been vocal in the push for a new state flag. And the MEC's president and CEO, Scott Waller, says there's no doubt the old flag was a business impediment.
"Removing that barrier from the state to allow us to really focus on economic development on a level playing field was vital for us to be successful in the future."
Now, he says the big vote in favor of the new flag has generated more positive publicity for Mississippi that could translate into economic development.